USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. There's air quality concerns across New York once again into this weekend from the Canadian wildfires. Jennifer Pulsoni reports.
Governor Hochul alerting New Yorkers about the smoke drifting from the Canadian wildfires, expected to be visible in the atmosphere. She says pollution levels will be acceptable and far below what was experienced last week. Mayor Adams also weighing in.
So we're not stating at this time for everyone to stay inside. We're telling those at risk to pay attention.
Depending on the wind speeds, forecasters note there could be a greater push of wildfire smoke into Saturday. Jennifer Pulsoni, New York.
Cleanup is underway in Perryton, Texas, after a devastating tornado that killed three people on Thursday. A scorching heat wave is set to impact the southeast this weekend. The National Weather Service says record-breaking heat index temperatures are possible from Texas to Florida. President Biden spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut Friday on gun violence, all a part of his Safer Communities Act.
But when the president closed his speech, it had a somewhat odd ending.
All right. God save the Queen, man.
That was after wrapping up comments on his administration's efforts to combat gun violence. Conservative activists are pouncing on the statement, noting Queen Elizabeth died last year. I'm Dave Collins.
Meanwhile, President Biden's preparing for his first campaign rally since declaring his re-election bid. Biden will address Philadelphia union members Saturday afternoon, just one day after top union organizers officially endorsed him. The Justice Department is laying out systemic problems within the Minneapolis Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland said the department engages in a pattern or practice of excessive force and unlawfully discriminates against Black and Native American people. This is USA News.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Some House Republicans have begun uniting around a plan to eliminate funding for a new FBI headquarters in response to the Bureau's role in former President Trump's indictment.
Some Republicans in Congress are threatening to block funding to the DOJ in response to what they call a politically motivated prosecution of former President Donald Trump. Representative Andy Harris says it would, quote, send a message to the FBI that they have to act more responsibly if they want to spend over $1 billion. Republican Senator J.D. Vance said he would put a hold on all Justice Department nominees indefinitely, except for those nominated to serve in the U.S. Marshal Service. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has proposed a measure that would defund Special Counsel Jack Smith's office and its investigation into Trump's handling of classified documents. The new FBI headquarters would replace the deteriorating J. Edgar Hoover building in downtown D.C.
That's Aaron Real reporting. King Charles III will celebrate his first so-called official birthday as monarch this weekend. Big crowds are expected to descend on the mall outside Buckingham Palace for Saturday's festivities. King Charles' real birthday is November 14th, but monarchs have celebrated their birthdays in the UK with the public in the summer since the 1740s. The man at the center of the Pentagon Papers leak in the 1970s has died. Daniel Ellsberg died at the age of 92 after announcing he'd been diagnosed with inoperable pancreatic cancer in March. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.